It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Our comments this week are, as is often the case, focused on technical matters. Last week, a listener informed us that the pre-roll message on our web audio stream is still playing on one device, her Kindle. We'll be checking that out and trying again to eradicate that message that has outlived its usefulness. Meanwhile, just yesterday, Sunday morning, we had an outage of all live network audio. It apparently began with newscasts earlier in the day, but became most evident when it was time for Weekend Edition. Here's a call from Alice.
I hope everything is okay at the station because the news breaks are being missed, and now there's just nothing but dead air, so I guess your power is off again.
Obviously, there is some storm damage or something to an antenna or a wire somewhere. I think you're doing a great job under a very stressful situation, and I'm staying tuned in. And we're going to brave the storm together.
Thanks to Ryan for riding out the metaphorical storm with us. Thanks also to those who posted on Facebook, called, or sent emails. You can see an explanation of what occurred on the WEKU Facebook page. But to keep it brief on the air, the problem was caused by the failure of a so-called UPS, or uninterruptible power supply. In response to one caller, yes, our chief engineer officially retired a number of years ago. Now he does or coordinates the electronic repair and installation for our 10 transmitters as a part-time job, 20 hours per week. Thankfully, we also have three other part-time engineers to help out, but not nearly enough to avoid all possible technical glitches. Thanks to all our listeners for your continued support and understanding. We're interested in your feedback. Write to us at any time at weku at eku.edu or call 859-622-1657. Post on the WEKU Facebook page or send a tweet at 889-WEKU. Then tune in again next Monday at 6:31 and 8:31 a.m. or 5:33 p.m. for listener feedback on 889-WEKU.